This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
well, hello, America. Top of the hour time. It's Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And by all means, get involved in the conversation, okay? This has been the problem with our country. Everybody's disengaged, and as a result, the elites have taken over, and it's been a top-down movement, and you wonder why we're on the wrong track. 7 out of 10 of us agree we're on the wrong track. I say, good observation. And what are we going to do about it, all right? This is about solutions here, and we have an open forum in which you can express your views, and, you know, we bring on the experts to help you understand what's going on. In just a bit, we're going to be talking with Dinesh D'Souza. We haven't talked to him since he was in a confinement center in San Diego, California. As you may recall, the New York Times best-selling author, hit documentary filmmaker, and outspoken pundit got himself in a little bit of trouble. He found himself hauled into federal court on charges of campaign finance violations. And he paid his price. He accepted responsibility. As you recall, yesterday we spoke with Jeff Kemp about accepting responsibility. He did so right away. As a matter of fact, he went to the investigators and the FBI said, look, hey, I did this. I'm guilty, thinking, you know, hey, look, you're going to do the honorable thing. But he didn't quite realize just how diabolical the situation was. Scott, as you can imagine, I mean, here you are. You're caught in this kind of precarious spot. And you admit your wrongdoing, and you're thinking that the judge is going to have some sort of, you know, understanding, compassion. And meanwhile, you look at it historically, you know, very rarely did somebody go to jail. And especially for the kind of money we're talking about. We didn't talk about that he was a political bundler or that he had done something fraudulent, or that, it was rather underhanded. He just didn't realize. And I could understand how he could probably think, okay, well, hey, this could kind of work. It's not that big a deal. But then found out on the other side of it that it was a campaign violation. He had broken the law. And so then it was a matter of, you know, what kind of sentence was going to be imposed on him. And historically, his attorney said, well, you know, it's rare. You know, I mean, these are the kind of things, but you did break the law and you're going to, you know, you're going to pay a price here. But it was clear that the Justice Department had targeted him because he had, through his movies and through his punditry, had attacked the Obama administration. And, you know, this case continues. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about it with him directly. And he'll tell his own story on how, you know, I think when you look at the facts and you understand what's going on, you say, wow, he's really targeted. But, you know, typical. Go ahead.
Not the first time that this has happened. No. The IRS, he used that to target certain groups that were against him.
Yeah.
And whenever the justice system throws the book at somebody that has come out and admitted fault, that always to me feels that feels on some level wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think that one of the big things as humans is we never like to admit when we're wrong. So when somebody shows that they, you know, says, "Hey, I was wrong. This happened," that kind of shows that they're. To me, I'm much more likely to be more lenient on that person than somebody that tries to cover it up.
Well, I would think the first thing you'd want to do, you know, kind of like when we talked with Jeff Kemp yesterday, right, about taking responsibility. If you have somebody taking responsibility, owning up to it, I think that goes a long way. Then, you know, you adjust the sentencing, I believe, accordingly. But in this particular case, I mean, it was clear the Justice Department, you know, there were some people looking for a career opportunity and a career jump, and they went after him full force. And it's like one of those deals that looks funky, kind of like the IRS deal with Lois Lerner, where you go, come on, she didn't, target conservative groups. Nah, I don't think so. You know, okay, come on. Yeah, I mean, you have to really chew a lot of, as one person would say, a lot of bull feathers, I guess, in order to really buy into that. But, hey, today's another wonderful day here in America. In fact, it's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day, and also the contrast of life. We have the March of Life going on in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on, as this is Celebration of Life Day, and in contrast, Roe v. Wade Day. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, as always. Great to have you along here for the ride as we open up the conversation and talk about those things that we need to talk about. Political correctness aside, I got to tell you, you got to be thankful for a couple of people that have broken down those walls of political correctness. And I see them crumbling down almost at every turn. I'm thankful for Dr. Ben Carson, first of all. You know, when he confronted the president and brought this conversation to where we could discuss it in a public forum right in front of the president, who was basically the standard bearer, you could say, for political correctness in the Democratic Party. And, you know, when you ask yourself, you go, okay, why political correctness? And really what is at the base of all this is people don't want your opinion. You know, if you don't agree with them, then your opinion doesn't matter. You're invalidated. But here, you know, we say your opinion counts. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican, conservative, independent. It doesn't matter. What matters to me is the goal of coming to a solution. And coming to solutions, I have found, when you look back historically, and as I tell you, I'm an empiricist, I believe in, you know, what has happened. Give me history. Give me the facts. You know, it's kind of like, you know, as a kid growing up, I don't know if you remember, Joe Friday. Joe Friday would always say, yes, ma'am, just give me the facts. Give me the facts. And I find myself hearing that echo, hearing Joe Friday's voice, and also some other very, exceptional and extraordinary CEOs of company who ran, a plethora of companies, even all at the same time. And the whole basis of their success was they dealt in fact. You had to. You don't have time to get into all the minutiae and the drama and the distraction that sometimes the conversation will get to. But what are the facts? What is the truth of the matter? That is the opportunity that is before us and is crying out for us, not only for ourselves, but for the next generation. And what kind of foundation are we laying here? And what has been laid, I'm afraid, here in this past generation of ours has been a foundation of deception. And, and if you think not, just look back over the last 50, 60 years. You know, have we really been dealing with the truth every step of the way? And, this hasn't been confined to one party over another. It hasn't been more Republicans or Democrats. It's a cultural deal. And when it is this kind of, and that's the thing about, this type of ideology and perception and everything, is that it does cross over. It's not owned by any one group. It just becomes so pervasive that everybody does it. I mean, to the point our kids are doing it. And, somehow it becomes acceptable. I mean, when you hear of some of the stories coming out of the classrooms today, I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely astounded as to how disconnected we have become as a society from the truth. Okay, and it is unbelievable. Well, you know, this conversation will continue, but as I say, I am so grateful, you know, for people like Dr. Ben Carson and even Donald Trump with the big megaphone he has in terms of dealing with and demanding that we deal with the truth of the matter. And to this point, I'll tell you, our next guest, which I was talking to you earlier about, Dinesh D'Souza, New York Times bestselling author, hit documentary filmmaker, outspoken pundit, is with us. Last time we talked to him, he was in a detention center in San Diego, California. Dinesh, welcome back. Good to have you with us, and I'm glad that you are free.
Hey, thank you so much, and always a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, Dinesh, let me ask you up front, how's your daughter doing?
She's doing great. She's in college and having a great time. She was in London in the fall, and she's now back in America and expanding her mind and happy to say she's also, you know, maturing politically.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, everybody got thrown in the deep end of the pool here really quick. And of course, you've been there. I mean, you'd been a pundit, you'd been an outspoken critic of this administration. And, boy, when they got the opportunity to come down on you, it looks like you were clearly targeted.
Well, I think the normal treatment for someone who exceeds the campaign finance laws, particularly when there's no corruption involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, I gave the money to help a college friend who was running for the U.S. Senate. And normally that goes to the SEC, the Election Commission. They impose a fine and maybe some community service. It's a civil, not a criminal matter. So I think what happened here is that the government decided that I was to be made an example of, and they put the full force of the U.S. government. I'm an immigrant bill to the United States, yeah. And for me to go into a courtroom and hear the United States of America versus Dinesh D'Souza, I mean, that's enough to send a chill down your spine.
Well, and especially somebody as an immigrant who loves this country, you've picked no bones about it, and suddenly you find yourself in the crosshairs and the full weight and force of the government on top of you like this. And we're talking $20,000 here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're not talking bazillions of dollars from somebody who wasn't, you know, known as a political bundler. And, you know, Dinesh, we had a conversation with Jeff Kemp, former quarterback in the NFL. And we were talking yesterday because he does Facing the Blitz, which is off his book. We talked about responsibility, about owning it right away, you know, sooner. The sooner you own it, the better off you are. And you did that. You said, look, hey, I'm guilty. I messed up. And, and you threw yourself on, in a sense, on the mercy of the court. And the federal government was just in a feeding frenzy for you at that point.
Well, it was a little precarious for me because I was at the mercy of a Clinton appointee judge. And a very aggressive prosecutorial unit that was willing to distort the case files, manipulate evidence, all kinds of shady business to try to get me thrown into the slammer. The good thing about it is that having spent 8 months overnight in a confinement center, I actually got the experience of getting to know, I would say, a rather incredible group of hoodlums. I mean, drug smugglers, armed robbers, people who had served time for murder, unbelievable. And it's widened my way of thinking about the world. I just saw a side of America that I'd never seen before. And so my new book, which is called Stealing America, sort of sums up the experience I've been through and how it has, in some senses, enlarged my way of thinking. Also given me some new insights into criminality in the Democratic Party, the way that people like Hillary, Harry Reid, all these characters, I mean, they never end up in a confinement center. And part of the reason for that is that they have a lot of power over the Justice Department, which decides who goes to a confinement center.
Exactly. Well, Dinesh, as I was reading your book and, of course, hearing your story and knew about what was happening before, I couldn't help but think of, one of the sons of Jacob, Joseph, who was thrown into jail and incarcerated. And, of course, for those of us that know the Old Testament story, his echo to his brothers that, what some others, you know, what others meant for bad, God turned to good. And I believe we're starting to see the good that God is helping you realize in the expression of your book, Stealing America. Dinesh D'Souza is with us. We've got more from Dinesh on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
On online Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Eastern, in over 270 markets across the country and internationally now via shortwave. Our conversation with the number one New York Times bestselling author, hit documentary filmmaker, outspoken pundit, Dinesh D'Souza, continues. We're talking about his latest book, Stealing America, What My Experience with Criminal Gangs Taught Me About Obama, Hillary, and the Democratic Party. That subheadline, Dinesh, is very powerful, and I know there's probably some Democrats that are cringing at that statement, but you're calling it for what it is, because when you were in this detention camp there in San Diego, California, getting up close and personal with people that you wouldn't necessarily be taking out to lunch or dinner, it opened your eyes quite a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I did. The criminal underclass has a very interesting perspective on America. Initially, having seen the Shawshank Redemption, I thought that those guys would take the view, you know, we're all innocent. But no, their view is, in a sense, we're guilty, we did it, but we are the small fry. We're the stupid criminals who got caught. The big criminals, the big fry, if you will, don't get caught. And one reason the system doesn't go after them is because they are the system. So this got me to think a little bit more about, well, I would say about the new Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party of Truman and Jimmy Carter was not a party that I would describe in any way as not only, I mean, those were not, those guys didn't come to politics in order to play the system or to make money. But the remarkable thing about the new Democratic Party, the party of Obama and of Hillary, is these are people who are willing to bend the law. They are willing, they use politics to enrich themselves immensely, and they're able to, and they're willing to deploy the organs of the state, like the justice system, against the political enemies who bristle on them.
Exactly. Well, Peter Schweitzer has exposed him on a couple of occasions, and of course his recent book on the Clinton Foundation, which, you know, surprises me, Dinesh. I know she's getting a lot of cover on this stuff, but I think it's all bubbling and coming to the top in light of all these other, you know, trust offending, instances that are on her plate right now and are exposing her greatly.
Yeah. You know, Hillary got scorned by some people when she said we were dead broke. But in reality, it is true that the Clintons came to politics with nothing. And now they have enormously enriched themselves. There are hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars at the Clinton Foundation. So how do you do that in America? Now, one way you do that is you invent the iPhone, or you start Federal Express, or you discover a roll-on luggage. But they didn't do any of that. They used politics in order to cash in big time. And they were in powerful positions. Hillary was Secretary of State dealing with foreign governments, and that involves things like mineral rights, uranium rights, even intercepting money that was designed to go to famine aid in Haiti. And that's why the Haitians are out of the Clinton Foundation protesting and saying, where are the billions of dollars that were supposed to go to us but seem to have gone to you?
Exactly.
And so I think it's quite remarkable that this isn't just about having, you know, oops, I used to keep a private email, or oops, I didn't get the phone call in Benghazi. I think there's a much bigger story here that will help to answer the question of why a competent person like Hillary insisted upon having a private email. Obviously, there was information she didn't want to be on the public transom.
Mm-hmm. Dinesh, on the grander scale, is this, you know, we talked about this earlier, not with you, but before you came on, about the breakdown and darkness or lack of moral clarity within our society, that it is so pervasive that it surprises me that even with these, you know, these findings with about Hillary and Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, they live another day. Whereas you know, for $20,000, you're in a detention center. You know, the things the government has done, how they've been malfeasant with our funds, and probably Bernie Madoff is sitting in jail. And even though we're talking billions of dollars with him, he's probably thinking, what kind of small fry am I, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's, you know, justice is not just a matter of did you break the law, but it's also a matter of proportioning a penalty to an offense. It's making sure that other guys who did the same thing get the same penalty. The Democratic Party, by the way, always appeals to justice, right? Their favorite phrase is social justice. Mm-hmm. Obama can't stop talking about people's fair share. So they always appeal to fairness. They appeal to justice, but they never seem to deliver justice. right about the time my case was going through the courts, another guy, and happens to be an Asian Indian guy named Chakwal, he gave $180,000 in straw donations to Hillary and a bunch of Democratic candidates. And he was also found guilty of witness tampering. Nevertheless, he goes before the court. The Justice Department decides to go easy on him. He gets no prison. He gets no confinement center. So there we go. We got two cases. This guy did something far worse than I did, and yet he gets a much lesser penalty. And that's progressive justice. It's a
exactly.
big scam.
I know. Well, Dinesh, the House has picked up your case, and they've brought it to light. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, a Florida congressman named Ron DeSantis read about my case, and he was astounded to see that in the sentencing memorandum, what the government did is they took a whole bunch of cases in which people had gotten prison time for campaign finance laws, but in all those cases, there was corruption. People were buying offices or conspiring. And so what the government did is they edited out all that information in order to fool the judge into thinking that it would be normal to send me to federal prison. And so when this congressman, who was a former prosecutor, saw this, he realized that something very fishy is going on here at the very high levels of government. So the Oversight Committee of the U.S. Congress is now demanding that the Justice Department turn over my case file. The Justice Department, not surprisingly, is saying, no, we don't want to do that. And Congress, I think the next step is for them to issue a subpoena requiring the Justice Department to provide the file.
I know, it's amazing. I mean, it's like they wanted 3 weeks to turn over the information, and even then you knew things were going to be redacted to no end. And, you know, so obviously it's a, you know, the typical obfuscation on their part, and we've seen this play time and time again. Dinesh, in your experience while in confinement, as you say, in the subhead, you learned a lot from the criminal gangs there that you came in contact. What was the biggest eye-opener for you?
I think maybe the biggest thing I learned is that for 25 years I've looked at American politics as a kind of an intellectual debate between the Republicans and the Democrats, between the party of liberty and the party of equality. And what the criminal gangs taught me is that, look, American politics is also driven by very deep and base human motives. People are driven by lust and avarice and jealousy and rage and hatred. And if you ignore those powerful human emotions that are part of the motor of what drives us as human beings and in politics, then you're only going to see the surface of American politics. So in this book, Stealing America, I try to look under the surface.
Mm-hmm. And I've got to imagine for people who are at that level, and as you say, they got caught, but there's, you know, there's probably not a sense of any kind of, you know, hey, let me learn from this. Let me come out better. It's, if anything, let me become a better criminal, because that's the system, and the system's fixed.
Yeah, the system is really not trying to fix these people. It basically is trying to, in some ways, the system itself is such a racket. It makes money off of these guys. And so in a way, the longer they stay in prison, the more the prison system gets paid. The prison system holds classes that nobody attends, and they build a taxpayer for it. So once the criminals begin to realize that even the prison system is a racket, naturally there's not very much of an example for them to turn their lives around.
Exactly. Why shouldn't they get theirs, right? I mean, for all that money that's out there?
They just feel like they just feel that their racket is too small, and that there are much bigger and better rackets to be part of, such as the racket known as American politics.
Well, once again, our American politics is incentivizing all the wrong things, and we wonder, America, why we are where we are and we have what we have. I got to tell you, this book is very disturbing as you read through it. I think I threw it across the living room a couple of times as I was reading it, Dinesh. It was just so frustrating. I could feel your pain, let me tell you. Dinesh D'Souza, number one best-selling author. His book, Stealing America, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dinesh, as always, good to have you on with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening, especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, BillMartinezLive.com. That's exactly where you want to go. It is time for our good news girl, the one and only Samantha Mills. You can get all the information on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go to Sam's Corner. Sam is constantly out there checking the blogs and internet for these great viral videos that make us smile, and too often, Sam, they make us cry, but in a good way, don't they? I'm not picking you up. Are you there, Sam? Did I lose you? We just lost her. Okay, we'll reconnect with her. That's what happens, you know. Sometimes, you know, the technology, as good as it is, yeah, I wonder, you know, sometimes when this happens, Scott, I wonder if, you know, our government, if they, you know, drop calls as well, you know, as much as they're listening in on us, if they run into these kind of technological blips as well. But, hey, you know, it's just, it's what life is all about. And, you know, we've all gone through it. So just let me know when she's ready to go. But we've got some really sweet stories. The first one she's going to be talking about, I'll give you a little introduction on that. It has to do with Jamie Foxx, as you'll recall, well, anyway, he's going to be sharing an emotional embrace with the father of a driver that he rescued, which is just a very, very powerful, you know, display here when you see this video. But I guess we're still going to wait. And also, one of our other stories that we had was about this gentleman in India who was, you know, was in India for business, and he was really looking forward to breakfast. And he was sitting down at breakfast and, you know, smelling all the good foods there and looking forward to it. And these two, first of all, he saw this young boy whose eyes were kind of, you know, looking, and you could tell he was hungry. And then right behind the boy was, he noticed, oh my goodness, he's got what was, you know, his sister with him, and hand in hand. And so he, you know, welcomed them to his table there in the restaurant. And, you know, and he asked, he goes, hey, you know, you guys want something to eat, and what do you want? And they said, hey, we want what you're having. And, you know, so, anyway, long story short, he ends up getting them a meal. And when he went to pay the bill, the restaurant said, you know, it's on us. You know, the restaurant covered the bill, said there was no way that they were going to charge, the man for his generosity. So that's really a sweet story. Hey, Sam, I guess we got you connected now.
Yes, hello? I'm back.
Oh,
I'm here.
There you are. Okay. Anyway, we want to talk about Jamie Foxx sharing an emotional embrace with the father of a driver he rescued. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I'm sure you've probably heard about it a little bit by now, but this is such a great story. I always loved Jamie Foxx, but I love him even more now. On Monday night, there was actually a car crash at the end of his driveway. 31-year-old Brett Kyle actually crashed, and his car flipped, and he was stuck inside. And Jamie Foxx, along with another gentleman, went and grabbed, and the guy grabbed his tool from his car and helped cut this young guy out. Mm. And, you know, without concern for themselves, they're looking out for him. Jamie Foxx and this other stranger pulled him out of the car, and like 5 seconds later, this car burst into flames, and that was their concern. And so, you know, they're up in there, they're doing it knowing that their lives are in danger, and they did it anyway. And, you know, then Jamie Foxx got to meet with the father of this young man, and what a blessing he is. And he's so humble about it. If you watch him in the interview, you know, he totally downplays his role. He came running out. This was at the end of his driveway. He came running out and didn't even think about it. This Oscar-winning actor, you know, this famous guy, I say this is his best attribute of all his accomplishments, and I've loved him for years.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Probably worth more than an Oscar and all that. There's just something about, you know, the gift of human life, and when you're there to help somebody else, wow, bless his heart for doing that. Another story, which some people will find in contrast for all the things that we hear about how the Chinese have been, you know, doing things to, you know, look into our information and hack our servers and all this. Interesting story about a Chinese internet user helping a dying U.S. boy realize a wish. Tell us about that.
Right. So Dorian Murray has RMS, which is a rare form of pediatric cancer. It affects his muscles. And he just found out he was terminal in December. And he decided to come home. Well, his wish before he died was to become famous, specifically in China, the land of the Great Wall. So his dad posted a message on Facebook. And as you might know, they can't directly access Facebook over in China. But the message still made its way there. And thousands of people have sent pictures with holding signs like on the Great Wall in different places in China.
We lost her again. I don't know what we're doing here, why we're getting a dropout connection. Yeah, let's see what we can do. Anyway, we've got a couple of minutes here as we reconnect with her, but it is such a sweet story about how people have participated. You know, we often talk about a word aptly spoken, and sometimes it's a word, it's a gesture, it's a hug, it's a touch. You just never know what people are longing for, but, you know, sometimes that's all it takes to, you know, change a trajectory of a bad day of a life and give people some hope. Okay, I think we got you connected. Now what you have to do, Sam, when we're connected with you, you have to keep your big toe out the window. I know it's cold right now in North Carolina, and but stick your big toe out the line. That way we'll make sure we can
also hold your right arm straight up.
Yeah, right arm straight up.
Arm straight up in the air.
Leave it for Scott. See, Scott's into Pilates, you know. So Nick, so but you know, the last person he said you got to do the downward dog or something, and you know, but it worked, you know. So
none of that is true.
You guys are going to hear me slip and fall if I go outside. There's sweet all over the place. It's crazy out here.
Well, you know, you got to love the boy's imagination, I'm telling you. All right, so let's finish up the story here with this this young boy. So we've got signs all over the place, you know, getting in, even including China. They're holding up at the Great Wall, the whole deal. What an encouragement, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And he's also had signs from Paris, Japan, Switzerland, the Marshall Islands, Italy. And I saw where Conan O'Brien was holding a sign for him. So,
oh, very cool.
I mean,
oh, wow.
We wish this boy the best of luck. It's so sad to see something like that. But this is the kind of story I love because you see humans all coming together, you know, with all our differences and all the different countries, like political beliefs and values. People all come together to support this young boy. And, you know, it's more than just a hashtag. It says hashtag be strong, but it's become a movement in itself. So Dorian will certainly be in our prayers.
Exactly. And like you say, there are things that transcend ideologies. And when we talk about the human spirit, it's something that we can all identify with. And speaking of which, quite a story. We know what the weather has been like in New York. And again, there's a cold wave going through in the upper northeast. And so this will hold this into perspective for you, even though it was a bit strange. This summer, I got to tell you, Sam, I think you and I talked about it. I was on the West Coast, and normally, you know, typically the West Coast weather-wise is about, you know, low, mid-60s. And what happened is the country flip-flopped. Now, for all you global warming people, you're like, yeah, it's global warming. But what happened was, you know, California was very cold, and New York, I'm looking at people in New York, and they're in shorts at Times Square, and you go, hey, what's going on with this? But, you know, typically we know, hey, it's the winter weather. It's, you know, and this time it was, at that time, it was Christmas time. And so it can be a bit blustery. But here's the story about a guy giving literally the shirt off his own back, right?
That's right. And this video has actually had 17 million views almost on Facebook already. And the reason it's so popular is because this man is sitting on a subway. He's homeless. He doesn't have a shirt. And he's visibly shivering. And another stranger who isn't part of the video, you know, he's not filming the video. This is the third party filming the video. He literally takes the shirt off his back and puts it on this man. And then he takes the hat and he puts it on this man. And he was also heard asking the man if he wanted to go to the hospital. And the man said yes. And they don't know what happened after this, but the reason it's so special is because this guy's literally giving the shirt off the back, and way to represent New Yorkers in a positive way. You know,
exactly. It's a real good Samaritan story, no doubt. These and other stories are on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner and let us know your stories as well, and she'll be happy to share them with everybody. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibration. She's giving me the
welcome back, America. Bill Martinez coming at you in 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can get everything that you need to know and understand that we're coming at you live Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern Time. With us right now is the one and only Jeffrey Lord, who has been on with us before, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator as well, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. How's Mom doing?
Okay. You know, as good as you can be at 96, getting ready to turn 97 in June.
Wow. Are you going to jump out of a cake for that one?
Oh, my goodness. As I say, she'll be 97 and I'll be 150.
Oh, Lord, I know. I hear you. Well, you and I talked last time. My mom's 91, and last time we talked, she had just gone through some hip replacement surgery. So she's back to feeling her normal self. She's a quarter past cranky, so I know she's doing better.
I get that.
Yeah, you know the drill. Hey, buddy, congratulations on the book, What America Needs, The Case for Trump. Well, I'll tell you, like Donald Trump, it is making sense and resonating with America.
Well, I hope so. One of the reasons I wanted to write this is the supporters out there, the people you see at all these rallies, who are pilloried by people as basically elites and the establishment as a bunch of nativists and xenophobics and bigots and racists and all this kind of thing. These are good and decent people. They're hardworking Americans. They're concerned about their country. They show up because they want to listen to Donald Trump. His message resonates with them. When he talks about illegal immigration, you know, not only is Donald Trump married to an immigrant and the son and grandson of immigrants, everybody in America is descended from an immigrant somewhere.
Exactly.
This is a country built not on ideas of race, but on ideas of freedom and liberty. Mm-hmm. And all we're saying here is that when you're going to come to this country, come to be an American, and wait in line and do it the right way and come in and then make the most of your life that you can possibly do. And this gets so, you know, incredibly misrepresented. It's so politically correct. And I think the political correctness, as I've written in the book, is
one of the things that's fueling his popularity. You know, traditionally, their issues are like, revolve around the economy or national security and foreign policy, and those issues are certainly there. But I do think that political correctness has taken on sort of a rocket fuel aspect here when regular folks, you know, find it difficult to even say Merry Christmas without being judged harshly.
Exactly.
And then you move this all the way up the scale to Major Nadal Hassan, an American of Arab descent who is into jihad, mm-hmm. who goes into Fort Hood in the middle of Texas, stands up, says, Allahu Akbar, and starts shooting and kills, a dozen or so people. And then we find out that the army knew that he had all these jihadist leanings, but they didn't want to do anything because it was politically incorrect.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah.
When we reach the point where people are getting killed because of this, this is a serious problem, and I think the American people understand it, and I think that's one of the reasons why they like his bluntness and his politically...
Right. Well, Jeff, the same thing happened in San Bernardino, if the truth be known. I mean, the Navy said they saw things. They didn't. They were afraid. They didn't want to be labeled as being, a phobe, a Muslim phobe, or, whatever of some type. And, here it is. We have everybody, all these people die as a result and injured as a result of us, turning the other way. And the thing is, in regard to the psychology, and you address this in the Trump phenomenon in your book, is that people just want to be able to talk and know that their voice is being heard. Too much of America has been invalidated, and if you don't agree with the mainstream media and the culture of the day, they don't want to hear from you. And what's happened is they've checked out, and as a result of checking out, America is off the rails here now.
Yes, that is exactly right. President Reagan used to say that each generation had to defend liberty and freedom because these things were not passed in the bloodstream.
Right.
And it's our turn.
Right.
And I think a lot of these people are very, very concerned. I know they're concerned. I mean, people tell me all the time that one of the reasons they like Donald Trump is because he says the things that they believe but have always been afraid to say
right.
out loud.
Exactly.
And when you look at, and I hear people say, oh, well, Trump himself and these other people, when they talk about illegal immigration, that they're bigots and xenophobic and all this. And I keep thinking of Jamil Shaw and Anita Shaw. They are the parents, African Americans, the parents of Jamil Shaw, the second or junior, whatever his title was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 17 years old, an African American student of great academic promise. He was a great athlete. He had interest in his career from Stanford and Rutgers, and he's coming home in Los Angeles one day, and, minding his own business. He's on the phone, and a car pulls up with some illegal immigrant gang members. One of them gets out. His name was Pedro Espinoza. He had been released from prison the day before. He told his parole officer that his life's ambition was bro, and he pulls a gun out. And mind you, having been out of prison only a day, he manages to get his hands on a gun in a state with the toughest gun control.
Exactly, gun control. Exactly.
And he walks up to him and executes this kid out of the blue and kills him dead.
Mm.
And the Shaws, of course, are grief-stricken. Mrs. Shaw was serving in the United States Army in Iraq and has to come home. And she says that the thing that really disturbed her was that she wasn't allowed to talk about how her son was killed and why and who did it, because the guy was an illegal immigrant and people didn't want to hear it because it was politically incorrect.
Exactly.
And, there's just no room for this. I mean, when people are literally dying in the streets or dying because they attend an office Christmas party or they show up for work at a U.S. Army base in the middle of America, this is out of control. And I think that Donald Trump has a real keen appreciation of this, and most Americans, or a lot of Americans, are rallying to him because of it.
Exactly. And Jeff, to your point, the fact that there's no room for honest conversation, what does that say about our country? But again, that's why people are aligning with Donald Trump, because he's become their voice and the champion for their cause, hasn't he?
Yes. I find it very, very interesting that he's from Queens. And, you know, my family, my mother and father are from Eastern Long Island, and the majority of my family are all New Yorkers. And they're blunt spoken. They say what's on their mind. You know, for that matter, you think of Chris Christie. I mean, the same applies to New Jersey. I mean, this is sort of a cultural deal there. And Donald Trump is blunt spoken. I mean, he talks like you do if you're raised in Queens. And I think just at this particular time, this is what has so attracted millions of Americans.
Jeff, I keep saying the mainstream media is so disconnected from Main Street that they're not getting it, and they're presenting scenarios and numbers that aren't aligning with the truth. And I think people are going to be greatly surprised when, number one, Trump gets the nomination, and number two, he wins by a landslide.
Yes, yes. I think that's entirely possible. Having worked for Ronald Reagan, I can say that this was also said of Reagan.
Yes, exactly.
Former President Ford, in March of 1980, when Reagan was, you know, on his way to winning the nomination, said that he couldn't possibly, told the New York Times that Reagan couldn't possibly win the election. He said he's just too conservative, his politics are too extreme, and we will get trashed here if we nominate him. Well, of course, this is the same President Ford who used that argument in 1976 when Reagan was challenging him and went on to lose to Jimmy Carter. And 4 years later, Ronald Reagan, of course, won in a landslide. So I very much see the similarity there.
Well, and as you say, a lot of people, I mean, have been saying we need a Ronald Reagan. And it would appear that on the horizon here is someone who's very Reagan-esque.
Exactly.
And, you know, and you should know, having worked with, you know, with Ronald Reagan up close and personal, you would know this firsthand better than anybody else.
Yes. I mean, they were totally different people. Of course, no two people are alike. So, I mean, Donald Trump isn't Ronald Reagan, but there are indeed similarities. One of the things that President Reagan said that when he was in the month after Gerald Ford lost that 1976 election to Jimmy Carter, Reagan told the New York Times, sat down for an interview, and said that he intended to rebuild the Republican Party by appealing to conservatives, small C, in not just the Republican Party, but Democrats, independents, and those who had not, you know, shown any political interest at that point, because he felt there was a commonality there, and that the Republican establishment of the day, I mean, and this really echoes today, it was basically saw itself as a fraternal order. Those were his words. A club, a social club, when in fact it should be a commonality with people who have the same political philosophy. And I think that's what's happening here. I mean, Donald Trump is in essence busting in the door of the club.
Right, and, of the establishment, exactly.
Right, right. I often say the old Eddie Murphy movie, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes, right.
Where he goes after a suspect, a very elitist suspect in his lair in what was called the Harrow Club. And he goes in there and confronts him and gets into a fight with a guy's henchmen, and they roll around on the floor and knock over the buffet table and all this sort of thing in this elegant place. And so Eddie Murphy's character is arrested, and then you see him in the police station there, and the very elitist Beverly Hills police chief comes in and says, "Is this the man who ruined the buffet at the Harrow Club?"
There it is. And Jeffrey Lord, thank you so much.
Ruining the buffet.
Exactly. Jeffrey Lord on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.